It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani dumelanga bsheni molweni bonjour. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cob that you will find on this on the face of the earth. You don't get to do this show alone. I do it with the ever beautiful, shining, glowing. Today she's just on another level in terms of the swag. She's swag-noved.
I'm on my hot girl steez.
I wonder why.
I'm on my hot girl steez.
It's
that time of the year.
Oh.
Yeah. When I want a cuddle buddy, so that's why I have to look hot.
Attract the cuddle buddy. When the days are getting short and the nights are longer.
You know what I mean?
So you want somebody to play with.
I can't afford an electric blanket, so I want
body heat. Works the same. What also works the same in terms of being one with each other is being one with our social media platforms. We are always looking forward and we're always appreciative. Mankomananati on our interactive platforms. Oshumi, what are we picking our bones to? Do you see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about dating a sangoma. Now, lately, a lot of people are answering their ancestral callings.
Yes.
Matwasa.
Yep.
And it means now my boyfriend, who I've been with maybe for the past 5 years, now decides to answer his calling.
Yep.
So we just want to understand how that works.
Yep.
You know, in the relationship where now there's this thing that's literally bigger than all of you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tackle it? How do you confront it?
Yeah, we're talking about dating isangoma or umuntu owandabadala. And I think it's quite befitting. We are on Africa Month. May is Africa Month, and then I think we need to have these conversations and these, because it's a beautiful thing. In as much as it's a tumultuous journey. But it's a beautiful thing, and we need to find ways to, how do we navigate through? To help us navigate it, we have Mkhulu Phumlani, one of the coolest sangomas or umuntu abantu abadala that I know. Mkhulu Phumlani, sawubona Mkhulu, and welcome to Umjolo and Sex podcast.
Sanbonani.
Mkhulu, as we're talking about being in a relationship, nomuntu nabantu abadala, sangoma or prophet or whatever case might be. Mkhulu, there are so many misconceptions that we have. We hear a whole lot of things about mawuzwana nomuntu wabantu abadala, when can you sleep with him or her, hayi uzokubona ma umchitela, and etc., etc. What are some of the misconceptions that we have as people about dating umuntu wabantu abadala, isangoma?
Must I start?
Yes, Mkhulu.
Dating umuntu onabantu abadala akusi inkinga, ne?
Yeah.
Uthi le izoba vast kakhulu because now we've got abantu abathwasayo banganadlozi.
Sure.
Because of babona umngane ayothwasa, uyalithanda, uyalifuna kanalo total, uyothwasa, ne? Sizokhuluma ngomuntu futhi onedlozi vele elimhluphile, elimshukile. Ngiyangithola.
Eh, Mkhulu.
Lo muntu loyo unenkinga when it comes to dating because kunezinto efaneke zenziwe. Ngiyangithola.
Eh, Mkhulu.
Ezihambelana nokuthi faneke ukhunge idlozi lakhe, makube niyazwana, akintroduce to ama ancestors wakhe. You understand?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Uti, ngokuti, you know, uti, if ever you sleep with someone, you may exchange a muscle. Do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm cool. Yes.
You exchange a muscle. But if ever when I mean, I'm clean when I'm going to, you know, uti, I'm going to see love.
Isa.
You understand?
Yeah, I'm cool.
And manje, I had to manje, ngibuyele kugobela, ngiyenzeni, uthole ukuthi umsebenzi awuvuleka, kwenzeke next. Bese siqala sithi abogobela basenzelanga kahle kuyithe sifike samosha ngokuthi kufana noma uhambile wayentabeni wayuluka. Mawubuya unemithetho ofanele kuyenza bakunike yona. Same applies nathi before uba involved ma relationships. Angithi usuke lapha wayothwasa wadla amagobongo wayenzani wayenzani wathola imithetho.
Yes mkhulu.
Mawubuya faneke uyithobe ulandele according imithetho yobunyanga. Yangona. Before ujumpela to dating because uzo date umuntu uthola ukuthi uhambela lowo muntu loyo unezinto zakhe. Probably thing ithi lowo muntu for argument sake kubo bebathakathi uhamba nabo tokoloshi. You know ukuthi sele umoshile umsamo wakho.
Eish.
You understand?
Hey, I'm cool.
Thina sithanda ukujumpa to things esibone ubani azenza bese nathi sifuna ukuzenza. As far as I cannot compare myself nomlungisi. You understand? Mina umuntu nomuntu ophila emhlabeni unedluze elimgadila ngithi.
Eh, ngikhulu.
Then khona amadluze swathwasayo.
Yes.
Ayahluka. Khona idluze ligadile nedluze olithwasayo.
Yo, 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 mkhulu.
Angithi.
Eh, mkhulu. Eh, mkhulu, eh, mkhulu. Mkhulu le.
Then yes.
Sorry mkhulu, before you go on, you spoke about and I'm not sure if you're heading there. How does then one get introduced? Because at some point you meet the significant others, one and I. What is that process? Bamvuma kanjani and that sort of, what needs to then happen? Ngendlela right. Ukwenzela ukuthi idlozi lingahlanga amadlozi aklina nangcoli langa angachayisana.
Ngokuthi iqiniso themlu.
Mhm.
Mawuthandana nomuntu uthi niyathandana. Ungayenzi into ze fashion. Uyahamba uyokugobela umtshele ukuthi sengithola umuntu engifuna ukuthi engibone ukuthi ngathi u right for me. Yangithola?
Eh, I'm good.
Ugobela akutshela ukuthi okay, do 1 2 3 4 5. Yangithola?
Eh.
Lo muntu mhlambe faneke akuthengele mhlambe amabhayi lawo azokugcokisa wona. Ngithi akufanelanga ahlabelele idlozi lakho.
Yes
ukuthi umbathe akathala amabhayi mhlawumbe akhanyise mhlawumbe whereas maybe ngi-R100 ayibeke phansi ukuthi okay mina I'm introducing this so-so person wakasibanibani ngimthatha esiphathi. Yangithola? Then lapho kuzobonakala makuya phambili ukuthi idlozi liyamvuma or liyamkhahlela. You understand?
Yeah, I'm cool.
But akunankinga nokuzwana nomuntu othwasile. It's not nje ukuthi umuntu othwasile efanekazi ukuthi yena uhambisa kanjani izinto zakhe.
Oh.
Lento leyo ukuthi abantu mawuzwana nomuntu othwasile before ulala naye faneke uhlabe imbuzo wenzeni. Hayi le ayikho. Umuntu othwasile uye ohamba introduce.
Okay.
Angazi noma yangizwa.
Ngiyakuzwa mkhulu. Right, we're on the same page.
Yes. Umuntu othwasile uya introducer. Makube niyazwana kamampela, niyazwana seriously, uya introducer kwabakubo kwabaphansi abathwasile. Angithi?
Hey, I'm cool.
Then abakhunge mhlawumbe akuthengele ipayi or akuthengele ini, then they acknowledge you. Utsifana nokuthi ufana nomuyo lobola. Angithi fanele kuhambe ubeke something etafuleni ukuthi
yes.
Amadlozi walapha acknowledge.
Yes.
Same applies noma uthwasile. Angithi?
Hey.
Fanele ba-respectele. It's like respecting your ancestors.
Yes, mkhulu. Yes.
Lama beads owabona siwafaka na zonke lezi zinto lezo, they mean something. You understand?
Eh, mkhulu.
Angeke ngiyimi ngifake izinto zabadlozi bese ngihamba ngiyothatha noma ubani noma for sorry to say this, ngiyothatha umahosha. Ngiyangithola.
Yes.
Lo muntu loyo ulala nama souls ayingakhi per day.
True.
You understand?
True.
Mangibuya ngafaneke manje ngenze njani? Angithi fanele ngibuye futhi nqe ngithola ukuthi umsamo sovalekile afanele nqenge ngigeze ngiyenzeni ngiyenzeni abona ukuthi ukuzimoshela
usebenzele emuva essentially mkhulu
ukusebenzele but abali abaphansi ukuthi uzwane nomuntu it's not nje ukuthi lowo muntu othwasile uye faneke ahambe indima kuqala abatshele ukuthi kunje 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 ngokuthi njalo mawumuntu ethonga uyabika mawuvuka uyabika mawulala uyabika mawuphuma uphuma njengoba uphuma umlungisi aphuma yakuphi kuphi mawuphuma uyasho ukuthi bogogo nabomkhulu ngiyestoro ngenza kanjani noma sothola umuntu uyabuya futhi batshele bogogo semthola umuntu kanje kanje nakanje nakanje and it's important ukubuza umuntu isibongo sakubo uyabona ngokuthi ngeke ngithi ngizwana nomlungisi umlungisi kabani what if lo mlungisi loyo inzalo yakini kodwa wazi
mkhulu
yes ma
nna ke legwale le ntshunyana
yeah
ya re goletse di kitcheneng
yes
so dilo tsa setso we don't understand them 100%
a bega pari
izinto zesintu
yes traditional things
or dinto tsa setso ya bua
me yeah we don't understand them 100%
yes
so then how would you explain to somebody like me who now temba that I've been dating for 5 years now utwasile and I have to understand his calling, I have to understand his gift, and I have to understand that things have changed, not only in his life, but in our relationship, things are also going to change. How then would you advise somebody like me to handle that sort of transition?
Yeah, mama, I care how can a relationship be in the mood? Utlo morata. I care. How morata mutu how? Same applies lao nyid. I care how about lawyer, about the law, how about how to amole ba lawyer. I get. Now I'll lie. When I have told a mutter of Lelor, okay, this is a situation. Now we're not a pillar. So, Honalina Kumota meaning Aili, the Ska Kopa Namodikubo. You understand? You have to understand that or Selina Kuori, Honalita Waina Kuori Aili, Honalita Waori, Howling Aka, on a serious note. Unalori, how fickle ever dim. Honestly, uskaba na lidi feeling at all. One thought. Then those things you have to understand. Le buisana, because le ratana, le buisana, orain, kimuto so, huso. Same applies, utosa maliena. Lie somewhere. Atuele kibadim. Because wana ulukua, utori, hi, what is he doing? Help him. Understand that hore. If I was about dimusa bulati, mangivukele idlozi kuphuma loyo muntu loyo ibhodi yami yafa khuluma abanye abantu angithi and manje wena mangakhona ukungisiza lokuthi what is he doing I don't want this thing you understand loyo muntu uyambulala because you cursing their ancestors you know but wena so uba cursite unana uri batla u protect or unana uri batla u rata what you have to do dula le motho hao le buisane le bontsha wa bona and then very important you have to know each and every step sa setsa ka sedimo ha le so ha ba a change aba so go tlameleketse so ha change aba so tlameleketse so ha etsa so tlamele you have to know so that la le le go batho because this thing ina lore go fitla o tsholo re le kena ko ntlong mo bana leng dipuku understand ha le qala le qaka le dlozi le o le phahama le batla go itwanela o tloetsa jwangwe you have to o gona le come down o gona ho tseba hore ha le le sokho come down jwang re tswe re bona hore ke lehisa jwa don't ever say jeka o rona le motho hao ona le 5 years eo le na le 5 years le utlwana o tswile a yo thwasa nako le utlwana na sa tsebe le yena o rona le badimo e tlile mo processing ntho e tla mo processing gore yei na into se yang velela akere then wena because of wena o gotse sekgowa o morata you have to come to play o mo thuse le wena mo fa that support how mo fa that support the ancestors tsa ga bona ke tsona tse lebogang wena aso wena yena tlole bohang wena
yes mkhulu you know what it's beautiful because I think this dating or being in a relationship nobsangom you get to actually be in a relationship so you get to get the feel of what is the relationship like? How do we, because relationships normally we get the fluffy side of it, this is the practical I think, example of being in a relationship as far as that is concerned. But finally, Mkulu, how do we? Mina Mkulu, I love females. I'm not gonna lie. I love the opposite sex. Mkulu, now approaching somebody who is nabantu abadala, because sometimes you see them, they're visible, based on how they're dressed. Sometimes you see ngamabhithi and stuff. Umlungisi, how does he approach that? Or vice versa, because nowadays people, women shoot their shot now. We did an episode of people, women shoot their shot. How do we approach? Is it the same or?
Or if me as a woman, a guy like Twasilengi, Angsiria, how do I deal with
it? Yes, vice versa as well.
Okay, takikaleka yamlu or kikaleka okay takikaleka wena, because women, ladies first.
Thank you.
Ha, wow. Ha, then luna le tla bona in 100 na konse tsama okay this person ne ke mna hanela ha jwana kwantola because of luna but bobomme ha ke tla kona ke kenze di faha o so qabanga ukuthi hey uzong lawyer uzongenzana uzongenzana wa ayi bona ntwe then seyiqeda ina luri ku shebile ke kenze di faha o wow yamrata motho le mara I wonder how katla monna ke tlo itsa jwa ba bona tsona le ntwe ya hore I wonder ke tlo itsa jwa or o tlo noya or in or saboni ing monna so kala wa tsho ba bona ene motho o tla genuinely a tlo bua le wena ra na ke gatlile kwe ba bona then you start from there the relationship asinto o kai building over a night into ikameling iqale the tribe of the relationship you build a friendship then a relationship one thought those two they go hand in hand because how so can you build a friendship listen the friends le gona tlotla le gona bua whatever then the feelings and the relation when you relate they won't be there one thought
powerful yeah. Powerful.
That's why you have to or uqale ubane elicho mo mutsebe okay ke motho so la bane wa murata mara you have to know him know her or know him first one thought
yeah and then in my because case of, okay sorry I'm good
no so because sometimes akere re batho bana lorata the same gender the same gender they bana lorata the same gender ba bana lorata the opposite akere
yeah
but awuyi komuthum because of uboni something uya komuthum because of uhuna lintwe e ujekile one thought
mhm
or kiyele komuthungoli
mhm
yes
okay and with me Mkulu finally
okay with you when approaching a woman
mhm
respect is a key young thought
mhm
okuqala ufake ini into ozoyenza thokozani gogo yamthola uzithobe because of lo muntu lo sekayazi ukuthi uze ngani angithi but mawuqala umshango ukuthi thokozani gogo uyathoba ufuna ukulalela ukuthi uze ngani but mawungaqala ukuthi sawubona six yena ukuthi uyazi ukuthi vele lo uzofuna ukushaya uzokunika the attitude
okay
yangithi uzokunika the attitude but mawuza ukuthi thokozani gogo thokozani whoever angithi ucela uyithoba uintroduce hayi mina ngomlu bengicela ukuthi ngihlebe nawe uzoba interested ukuthi why lo muntu afuna ukuyihleba na then you can ungene ini ke makube unesibindi ungene ini endabeni yabona
note to self am cool
yes
am cool look Mkhulu singaxoxa nawe ilanga lize liyoshona lize livule lize livele futhi but once again big thank you to you and Mkhulu out of respect Thokoza Mkhulu.
Thokozani Makhehle.
Siyabonga Mkhulu.
Bonge mina.
Thank you. Where I think wow, very insightful. But I think what we wanted, the whole exercise, is to really show that there are isangoma people, abantu abadala, prophets or whatever that you want to call them. They are human beings.
They are. Yeah. And like I said in the beginning, a lot of people now are answering their ancestral callings. And it's people that we've partied with.
Yep.
It's people that we see in the street.
It's people that we work with.
It's people we work with. It's people that we are attracted to, you know. And I can just now imagine you were in a relationship, you guys were happy. I'm not saying that you're not going to be happy afterwards, but now suddenly there's this thing that, you know, there's this journey that your partner is on. And you obviously have to support them. But this is not like him starting a new job.
Exactly.
Go some corporation. No. This is bigger than all of you.
It's a lifestyle. It's a social. It's a whole change.
And like Mkhulu said, you're now out in public. And then Moto, how do you deal with it? You must be able to know how to deal with it. And to be strong enough to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And not be on some, oh my gosh, what's happening? You know, yeah, that sort of thing. So I find Ubungoma very interesting.
Ultimately, hence I said, this is where we get to see the practicality of a relationship. Because sometimes it's easy for us to go to the mall, to go to a movie, to go to a party, and take snaps and hashtag relationship goals.
Yeah.
The goals become real when we have to now put the relationship to the test.
It's no longer about a status.
It's not about, yeah. Now we have to see, now I have to now play my part. I'm really one. I'm really immersed with the.
And you know what I find interesting above all, and I've heard this before, even before Mkhulu mentioned it, where you as my boyfriend, Utwasi, but then your ancestors say, this one, she's not the one for you.
Mm.
You know, I find that so very interesting. That your ancestors are, they protect you from something that is not for you, something that could potentially harm you, something that is bad for you.
You know? And I think we shouldn't take it personally.
No, not at all.
We need to understand. There are certain
things that African people, we know these things. At the back of our minds, we know them. It's just that we, for a very long time, and this is because of
the Western culture.
Western culture, apartheid and everything, we were told Hore Ubungoma is a bad thing. We shouldn't practice it. We should hide it.
It's demonic at certain stage.
It's dirty. It's one understand that. And now that we as African people are embracing ourselves and our beliefs, that is why now our ancestors are exalting in the heavens, because they're saying, finally, our children are embracing themselves. So let's give them these gifts that we've had for them for so long.
Yeah, look, and again, I speak the most handsome 31-year-old. There are some beautiful
Sangomas.
There's beautiful Sangomas. There are some people who can give the most handsome 31-year-old guys a run for his money, but. But when you meet them, guys, it's as Anson Kudu said, I asked at the end deliberately, it's about respect. And it's really just about immersing yourself and understanding. What you don't understand, ask. Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong in asking.
For me, it's if you can respect somebody's religion.
Same thing.
You can respect their traditional beliefs. It's the same thing.
And I know what is the same throughout. Same voice, same vibe. It's our social media platforms. Also, when can people get interactive with us?
They can find us on Facebook, Daily Sun, or Twitter at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or alternatively, they can find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mjolo, and you can find all our episodes. Guys, it's Africa Month, and we thought that as part of Africa Month, let us. Khumi beautifully said, let us embrace each other, let us embrace our cultures, let us embrace our identity, because Ubungoma is part of our African identity, and we need to embrace it with everything that there is.
Yes. As Africans, we've never been told when to celebrate anything. Every day is a celebration. and so should our Africanness.
Yes, it shouldn't be only on the month of May. It should be every day.
Every day is a celebration.
Yeah. Now, what's going to definitely going to happen every day now in the season is going to be people getting busy, and we want to then say, "Is oh the infamous Khumi would put it, guys, put it, keep it strapped, condomize, guys."
I know you. Lobalenya kama paya balema atlo. I know you.
Guys, please keep it safe.
When you find one, ofite this cam or go.
Guys, garage, wherever.
Go garage ingi, buy a box.
My friend, whoever, they sell them.
Buy a box and keep it safe, guys.
Yeah, guys. Keep it safe to the max without any trust issues. Did you see what?
Oh, I see what you did there.
A big thank you to Mkulu Pumlani for being part and parcel of our episodes. A big thank you to you. Well over 30,000 downloads. We are really international with this podcast, but it's because of you.
We are overwhelmed by the support and by the response. Mm. We thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. And once again, guys, we do it for you. All this is just to open your mind up and to say, guys, love and sex is really beyond the bedroom. But for me, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old, the most handsome guy you will find on the face of the earth with a cheese cup.
And me, Rumi, who still does not have a cool outro. Me and my bangles will see you next week.
Yay! It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Twitter.